time of year when the snow melts and everything turns into mud, and it's important for us to protect all our trails at this time of year. They're soft and muddy, and using them will cause damage that is almost irreversible for the rest of the year.
I can see that. It's very wet, and you put a step into that very wet, and the mud goes around your boot, and then there's your imprint, and then it dries out, and there you have that imprint for the rest of the year, really.
Yes, and it takes quite a bit of work to get rid of those ruts once they get set in the mud.
So it's when the outside gate is closed, it doesn't mean park outside of the gate and walk in and continue using the trails. Is that correct?
Yes, and I have additional signs there, too, saying that they're muddy.
The trails are very fragile, and it really is a patience game. I know people want to get out, and they're happy that it's spring. They're glad to see the ground and get out into the trails. But there's still the best place to recreate, you know, while we're being patiently waiting for the trails to dry out. You can go on the bike path or what are some other areas. You know, you can walk the Chase Trail. That's in really good shape. What are some other diversions that people can do and let those Talkeetna Lake trails dry up?
Bike path is a good place. You know, it stays dry. Take a walk through town, go in the main street and see what the river looks like. A couple options.
Sure. Well, and then maybe we can touch base a little bit on the four-wheelers and what happens to the trails when they get on too early. How does that impact the trails over by the Ridge Trail in those areas?
Oh, that's when the worst damage happens is in the springtime, is when you have that muddy layer in the frozen ground underneath. You know, that mud just oozes away and makes a hole, and then the water sits in there and it doesn't drain, and the mud just keeps splashing out all through the year and just makes it worse. You know, it's important at this time of year is just have some patience and stay out of the mud. I know it's fun to play in the mud, but, you know, it just makes irredeemable damage to the trails.
Well, we hope that people can understand that, and it's their, you know, these public trails are for their use, and it's really important to be patient, and I thank you for your time today, Mark.
Sure, and I expect the trails to be open around the 10th. Yesterday was a really good drying day, and it's nice warm weather, and excited to open it back up.
Well, great. So you're saying May 10th we can shoot to be able to access the Talkeetna Lake Parks trails again?
Yep, no guarantee, but that's what I'm aiming for.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.